Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 47 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Michael Green.
The title work has been started by Truman on the Mullins property for the police department.
Plans are moving forward for Moorhead's new police station.
A new scam targeting Medicare recipients is sweeping Kentucky.
Toyota plans to hire an additional 400 employees at its Kentucky plant.
A state ethics board meeting ended with yelling and people storming out yesterday in Frankfurt.
Gubernatorial candidates sparred in the second debate last night.
In sports, the Vikings meet the Comets in round two of the 16th regional tournament tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 35. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Plans are moving forward for the newly proposed police station in Moorhead. Mayor Laura White Brown gave an update on the project during this month's regular Moorhead City Council meeting. She says the city is doing what they can as they await the core sampling and survey work to be completed.
The title work has been started by Truman on the Mullins property for the police department. So that's the latest that we have on there. I did want to point out, and I put this in the notes, that the police department employees have been building a new evidence room themselves within their department. So they've been putting in a lot of work beyond what they do every day.
The city's government website also went live this week. That can be viewed online at moorhead-ky.gov.
The Medicare open enrollment period began yesterday, and officials with the Better Business Bureau say they've already received reports of scam calls. In 2018, the BBB scam tracker received over 500 reports about scam calls claiming to be from Medicare representatives. Heather Clary is the director of communications for the BBB in Lexington. She says Medicare representatives will not call without notifying you first.
And what we want to remind folks is that Medicare does not call you unsolicited. Medicare even says the only reason they would call you is if you had requested that they call you, or if a representative said that someone would call you back with the information you were looking for. So you should already be on high alert if someone calls out of the blue stating they are with Medicare.
The Medicare enrollment period runs through December 7th. Anyone who feels that they may have been a victim of Medicare fraud can call 1-800-MEDICARE. Consumers can also report scams to the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/scamtracker.
A statue of Triple Crown winner Secretariat is now prominently featured at a Lexington traffic circle. The 3,800-pound statue was installed Monday at Alexandria Drive and Old Frankfort Pike. Washington sculptor Jocelyn Russell tells WKYT she made the statue in Oklahoma, and it was transported to Lexington last week. It took nearly 16 months to complete.
It was a little emotional. I was excited to deliver him, but I know he's going to be here planted forever, and this will be the last time he's mobile.
The ceremony, held in front of the Sales Pavilion, was part of the annual Secretariat Festival ongoing through the weekend.
Toyota says it is adding 400 employees at a Kentucky plant with starting pay of more than $18 an hour. News outlets report plant manager Susan Elkington said in a video that the company is also offering a $500 signing bonus at the plant in Georgetown. Day shift starting hourly pay is $18.07 and night shift is $18.98. Elkington said workers can eventually reach more than $29 per hour. The Georgetown plant is the company's largest and already employs more than 8,000 people. Its largest product is the Toyota Camry sedan, but Toyota announced in March it would invest $238 million to launch assembly in Kentucky of two hybrid vehicles, its RAV4 SUV and the Lexus ES300.
A new initiative by the Kentucky State Police is taking place as they plan to hire trained victims advocates at every KSP post. The program, called the Victims Advocate Support Services, is hiring to administer care to crime victims and connect them with resources such as mental health services, legal support, and crisis intervention. According to Wave News, the initiative was announced in September, and since then, five victim advocates have been hired. There are plans to add victims advocates to all 16 posts across the Commonwealth by the beginning of November. KSP is among one of the first state police agencies to implement the program statewide.
Small business owners and defense contractors met at the third annual Supplier Education and Economic Development Contracting Symposium in Moorhead last week. The convention is designed to introduce contractors to local manufacturing companies and employees in eastern Kentucky. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin spoke at the event and pointed out the state has a hand in industries most would not expect.
Indeed, as was mentioned by the congressman, far and away the number one contributor to our GDP is aerospace, aviation. Only Washington State, with Boeing being headquartered there, producing the majority of its fleet there. Only Washington State exports more components into the aviation and aerospace industry than does Kentucky.
Officials with Southeast Kentucky Economic Development say the event hopes to provide economic revitalization to parts of the state where it is needed most.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling. The public is invited to a screening of Love Them First, Lessons from Lucy Laney. Part of the Meet the Maker film series, discussion follows with directors Lindsay Sievert and Ben Garvin. Reception at the Gateway Regional Arts Center begins at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, October 23rd. Support provided by the NEA, South Arts, AA, and Mary Page Fund, and the Southern Circuit Tour of Independent Filmmakers.
Republican Matt Bevin and Democrat Andy Beshear met on stage for their most heated exchange yet on Tuesday night. The GOP incumbent and the attorney general sparred over education, jobs, and pensions, and abortion. On that last topic, Beshear said his opponent falls far outside the mainstream.
This governor is an extremist. He supports a total ban even for victims of rape and incest, something the president doesn't support, nor does his attorney general candidate support.
And Bevin's response...
And it is the responsibility of government to defend the defenseless, and that includes the unborn. I'm unapologetically pro-life, unapologetically supportive of the unborn.
The increasingly lively back and forth led to frequent outbursts from the crowd, which disregarded calls to hold their applause until the end. The WKYT debate was the second of five agreed to by the candidates.
House Democrats have announced the pre-filing of three new bills pertaining to executive branch ethics and election laws. State Representatives Derek Graham, Angie Hatton, and Joni Jenkins discussed plans for the upcoming 2020 session in a press conference Monday. Minority Caucus Chair Graham tells WKYT the Commonwealth hasn't had need for new laws before now.
To put it bluntly, recent actions by Governor Bevin have shown longstanding practices are no longer enough.
Each of the bills address a different concern, including a proposal requiring all candidates for statewide positions to release 3 years of tax returns and limiting time political contributions would be given to pay off a winning gubernatorial campaign's loans. The bills also address wants for an increase in reporting state resources used for personal or political reasons.
Tuesday's State Board of Elections meeting ended with arguing, screaming, cursing, and people storming out. It all began when the meeting addressed Monday's court injunction, where a Franklin County judge said that the State Board of Elections needs to take the 175,000 voters it previously listed as inactive and put them back on the normal voter roll. Executive Director of State Board of Elections Jared Deering said information in the system is always changing, so results may be different depending on the time the system is accessed. That's when Secretary of State Allison Lundgren Grimes brought out poster boards, and the meeting got heated.
And anything in
the system, please do not air that on television, sir.
Mr. Chairman, anything that is here, one, I have the permission of the voter, and two, anything that's not publicly available is redacted.
It's not about the voter and the voter's record.
It's a snapshot of the system and how the system is laid out.
Well, I think this is instructive. This is we just shown the public
This is a vast breach of our security, ma'am. Please do not do this.
Several board members became upset because they claim that showing the boards, which show how the fields are laid out, could put Kentucky's system at risk. LAX 18 was asked not to air the posters, but did not comply with the request as the boards were introduced in a public meeting.
Meanwhile, the Republican Party of Kentucky has filed an ethics complaint against Grimes. The complaint says Grimes is not complying with a previous ruling from the Executive Branch Ethics Commission. RPK Executive Director Sarah Van Walligen wrote in a complaint filed Friday that a commission opinion from 2010 stated the Secretary of State does not have access to the statewide voter registration database. Last week, the Kentucky State Board of Elections reaffirmed Grimes' access to the database. Van Walligen wrote in a letter to the commission, Grimes' actions have raised concerns about the security of the November elections. Grimes has said she needs access to the database for her job as the state's chief election officer. She called previous complaints against her politically motivated.
Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., Kentucky senior senator says Democrats in the House are being unfair with their impeachment inquiry. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky senator said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has, quote, finally crumbled by allowing her left-wing caucus to proceed with the inquiry.
Now that Speaker Pelosi has finally crumbled and allowed her left-wing impeachment caucus to dictate the House's actions.
McConnell says House Democrats have found new ways to lower the bar by denying their Republican colleagues equal rights, specifically subpoena power. He added that his colleagues on the other side of the aisle are seeking to cancel out Donald Trump's presidency.
More and more individuals are using online screening tests to gauge whether or not depression is affecting their lives. Mental health professionals say this is a good thing, especially since research shows the number of Kentuckians suffering from frequent mental distress is up from 13.6% in 2016 to more than 16% in 2018. In addition, more than 29% of Kentucky high school students report feeling depressed almost every day. Executive Director of Mental Health America of Kentucky, Marcy Timmerman, says a depression screening provides a quick way to spot the first signs.
We find that we have higher rates of depression coinciding with higher rates of poverty. Why our online screenings are so important to us is it reaches folks that may not be able to get to a treatment provider of any kind.
According to a 2017 Kentucky Health Issues survey, half of Kentucky adults say they know someone who struggles with depression. Anonymous, evidence-based screenings can be accessed online at mhamidsouth.org.
Several waterways in Kentucky have been found harboring dangerous E. coli levels. For the past 2 years, multiple agencies have been conducting tests on the streams. Stephen Evans is the assistant director at the Kentucky Water Resource Research Institute. He tells WYMT what their results showed.
We found that for all of the creeks that were sampled, they did exceed the limit that protects against a primary recreational use, which would be like a swimming, as well as a secondary recreational use. That helps us to gauge where they need to put solutions on the ground and how many residences would need to be addressed in these various areas. So it gives us some focus areas.
The E. coli bacteria levels in all three were unsafe for people to swim in. At two of the sites, the water should not even be touched, according to Evans. Monday night, a meeting was held in Whitesburg to present the findings to the public and help facilitate a discussion about next steps.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 38. Friday, sunny with a high near 63. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 40. Saturday, sunny with a high near 72. Saturday night, a 30% chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 41.
Taking a look at current temperatures around the region, it's 48 degrees in Winchester, 53 over in Inez, 49 in Grayson, 49 in Ashland, and here on the campus of Morehead State University, it's 47 degrees. on our feature segment today, Our Island Universe.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and finding out that the calendar date is now 10 days later than when you went to bed. Sounds like a movie, right? Truth is stranger than fiction. I'm Chanel Varani, director of the Star Theater at Morehead State University's Space Science Center and host of Our Island Universe. Europeans went to bed on Thursday, October 4, 1582, and awoke the next morning to learn that the date is now Friday, October 15, 1582. Where did 10 days go? We now realize that a year measures how long it takes the Earth to make one complete revolution around the Sun. In the 16th century, whether the Earth was at the center of the solar system or it was the Sun was still a controversial question. But what was known to even earlier cultures was that the pattern of stars you would see repeats every 365 days or so. You know that a year is roughly 365.25 days, meaning that unless we add a leap day every fourth year or so, our civilian calendar will slowly drift with respect to the stars. Keeping track of this little bit of day is exactly the problem. The Julian calendar, introduced by Julius Caesar in 46 BC, has a regular year of 365 days divided into 12 months. Every fourth year, they would add an extra day to February. The problem is that the true solar year is a few minutes shorter than 365.25 days. So adding an extra day every 4 years was too much. The net effect of adding all these extra days meant the Julian calendar gained about 3 days every four centuries compared to the observed equinox times and the seasons. All right, so what? The problem is Easter. The Council in Nicaea established that Easter would be held on the first Sunday after the first full moon, occurring on or after the spring equinox. But because the Julian calendar didn't have the year right, the calculated date of Easter gradually moved out of alignment with the March equinox. So by 1582, Easter was 10 days removed from where it had been in 325 during the Council of Nicaea. Because the celebration of Easter is tied to the spring equinox, the Roman Catholic Church considered the steady drift in the date of Easter too long to be desirable, and so the calendar must be fixed. Pope Gregory XIII introduced the change in October 1582, and in order to get it right, 10 days disappeared, all because our civilian calendar was not in sync with the stars. Our Island Universe is produced by WMKY in cooperation with Physics, Earth Science, and Space Systems Engineering at Morehead State University, home to the Ronald G. Eglin Space Science Center. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/star theater.
It's 4:48 and 47 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers. I'm here with Michael Green and Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this rainy Wednesday afternoon. Ty Robinson has a look at sports after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Morehead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the meats, the works, Tuscan 6 cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Morehead and Round County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
The Vikings will meet the Comets tonight for WMKY Sports. I'm Ty Martin. The Round County boys soccer team takes on West Carter tonight in the semifinal of the 16th regional tournament. The Comets played their way into the semifinals with a 1-2-0 victory over Ashland Blazer Monday night. Round County head coach Max Hammond says his team will be in for a tough fight tonight.
You know, after watching the game playing West Carter, you know, we haven't played them this year. We played them last year. But like I said, we haven't played them this year, so it'll be a new, you know, new team for us to play. And you know, it looked like they were pretty organized last night, which, you know, kind of surprised me, as organized as they were as far as, like, their formations go and keeping their shape and that kind of thing. And they did really well versus Ashland.
West Carter was 4-11 during the regular season and lost to East Carter in the 62nd District Championship last week before its win Monday night. Round ended the year with a 10-6-2 record and beat Fleming to win the 61st district title. The Vikings and Comets will face off at 8 p.m. tonight in Moorhead. Boyd County and East Carter boys face off tonight at 6 p.m. for the second round of the 16th regional tournament. East took down Fleming County in the first round play on Monday, 9-1. Boyd County comes into the matchup with an 11-3-2 record and the 63 district championship. The winner will face off with Round or West Carter in the regional final on Saturday in Moorhead. Girls soccer action is off tonight. The second round of their regional tournament begins tomorrow with Round and Boyd facing off at 6 p.m. Fleming and Ashland meet at 8 p.m. That tournament is also being held in Moorhead. Taking a look at volleyball action in the 16th region tonight, Morgan County hosts Powell at 7 p.m. The Lady Cougars stand at 5-18. They close out the regular season play tomorrow night on the road at Estill County. MSU volleyball is coming off a tough out-of-conference loss to West Virginia, but the Eagles remain tied with Jacksonville State atop the Ohio Valley Conference standings. Both teams have a 5-1 record so far in OVC play. Moorhead State has won 7 of its last 9 games, a trend head coach Jamie Gordon says is fueled by the team's relentless work ethic.
I think that our approach from preseason has been just small but continuous improvement. And I think our team has embraced that process. And so we're starting to see the payoff.
A squad led by players such as junior outside hitters Lauren Roki and Olivia Lohmeyer, the latter of whom recently recorded her 1,000th career kill as an Eagle. Moorhead State travels this weekend for conference matchups against Southeast Missouri and UT Martin. Moorhead State men's golf tied its best 54-hole total of the year in a second-place finish at the Elon Phoenix Invitational on Tuesday. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has more.
The 54-hole score equaling the team's effort from the JT Poston Invitational in late September. The Eagles shot a team score of 834 at the Elon Phoenix, falling to Gardner Webb by a stroke. All three rounds of golf for Moorhead State were among the team's lowest this season. MSU captured two top 10 finishers as junior Joe Mushong and senior Cooper Collins tied for 4th and 7th, respectively. During Monday's opening round, Mushong's career best 64 marked the team's lowest for an Eagle since Logan Hogg fired a 64 in the second round of the APSU Intercollegiate in 2014. The Eagles return to the course for the final time this fall next week at the Musketeers Classic, hosted by Xavier at the Makatiwa Country Club in Cincinnati on Monday and Tuesday. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
The Kentucky women's basketball team has picked up to finish 4th in the SEC regular season. That's where the Wildcats finished at the end of last season. Matthew Mitchell's Wildcats are behind South Carolina, Texas A&M, and Mississippi State. UK returns 3 starters from last year's team to go with incoming freshman Emma King and 3 transfers. The Wildcats also returned 60% of its scoring, 81% of its rebounding, and 61% of its assists. Kentucky also had one player on the All-SEC team. LEX18 says it's no surprise that player is Ryan Howard, who averaged 16 points and 7 rebounds last season in her freshman season. In fact, she was a unanimous choice for SEC Freshman of the Year after becoming just the second freshman to lead UK in scoring and rebounding in her first year. The UK women have their first exhibition match October 30th with the University of Southern Indiana. Kentucky wide receiver-turned-quarterback Lynn Bowden is getting honors for his play last weekend. He was named the SEC Offensive Player of the Week after leading UK to a 24-20 win over Arkansas. Bowden passed for 1 touchdown and ran for 2 others. Here he is after that win.
It's just a blessing to be able to do that still. You know, I was a receiver here. You know, it's just a blessing. You know, I'm lost for words for real. And just give my glory all to my teammates.
This Saturday, the Wildcats travel to Athens to play 10th-ranked Georgia. The Bulldogs are coming off a double overtime loss to South Carolina. Game 4 of the AL Championship Series, scheduled for tonight, has been postponed because of rain in the forecast. The Houston Astros and New York Yankees will play Game 4 tomorrow night instead. with Game 5 on Friday at Yankee Stadium and Game 6 in Houston on Saturday if necessary. Houston beat New York 4-1 in the Bronx on Tuesday night to take a 2-1 series lead. Both clubs had planned to use bullpen openers Wednesday, and the day off will be welcome for New York after manager Aaron Boone used five relievers to cover 4 2/3 innings Tuesday. Now, the teams might play the final four games without a day off, accumulating in Game 7 on Sunday with the Yankees leaning heavily on their bullpen this month. The starter-driven Astros could be in an advantage. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Tom Martin.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Morehead State celebrates homecoming this weekend. Football hosts Butler at 2 p.m. on Saturday, and soccer welcomes Eastern Kentucky at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell slightly as weak retail sales data coupled with persisting trade war fears offset strong earnings results, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 22.82 at 27,001.98. The S&P 500 was down 5.99 at 2989.69, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 24.52 at 8124.18. Retail sales unexpectedly dropped 0.3% in September, marking their first decline in 7 months. Spending cutbacks on motor vehicles and online purchases, among other factors, weighed down retail sales. And the weak data adds to recent concerns over the potential for a recession. Global economic data points to slower growth, while the U.S. manufacturing sector is already contracting. In the center of those worries is the ongoing U.S.-China trade war, which is becoming increasingly uncertain. And, of course, China has now threatened to take countermeasures against the U.S. In response to a bill favoring protesters in Hong Kong, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill yesterday that would end Hong Kong's special trading status with the U.S. unless the State Department determined that human rights were being respected. In earnings news, most of the news has been good so far. Bank of America reported this morning better-than-expected earnings and revenue for the third quarter, sending its stock up 1.5%. The company's consumer and banking business helped offset slumping trading revenues. United Airlines rose more than 2% on earnings that topped analyst expectations. The airline also raised its full-year earnings guidance. And so far, the corporate earnings season is off to a blistering start. Of the S&P 500 companies that have reported through this morning, 83% have topped analyst expectations. Netflix rose around 1% after the close today on stronger-than-expected earnings for the third quarter. The streamer stock is down more than 20% in the past 3 months as competitors, including Apple and Disney, near the launches of their own streaming platforms. In the commodities markets, oil was very strong today, finishing with a gain of 1% at $53.31 a barrel. Gold was up 0.7% at $1,493.70 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were quiet today. The Stock 600 index was down only 0.8%. And Asia had mixed markets, with the Nikkei up 1.2% and the Shanghai Composite down 0.3%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up 4 cents at $42.30, Kroger up 20 cents at $24.51, CSX down 17 cents at $69, Marathon Petroleum down $1.35 at $62.70, and Valvoline was up 9 cents to finish at $21.95. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boy, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Zoe Hall, Nacogdoches Miller, Wyatt Melton, Sarah Mead, Keneally Roberts, Cody Robinson, Shamari Mosley, and Ty Martin. WUKY's Josh James, KNN's Will Clark, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. And our feature segment today came from Morehead Stars Theater Director Chanel Varani. This is Morehead State Public Radio. WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Michael Green and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.